It is time once again to play Public Radio's 11th most popular game show, the Conversation News Quiz. To qualify to play, earlier this hour we asked this question. Who were the two sisters in the Seattle band Heart? The correct answer, of course, Ann and Nancy Wilson. Arwen Nix, who got that answer right?
Dawn MacArthur, and she is joining us today from Bothell.
Dawn MacArthur, thank you so much for being with us. I understand you're a teacher in Seattle, and you also make natural cleaning products in your spare time.
That's right. Yep, just as a hobby.
Were you inspired to do that because there's Dawn laundry detergent, and you said it's right in my name, I should do this myself?
Oh, that's good thinking. I wish I'd thought of that.
Okay. Well, we hope you're thinking right now, Dawn, because you have the opportunity to become the Conversationalist of the Week and have your name with a crown, your face with a crown on it, on our Facebook page for the entire week. That is only if you can answer two of these three questions correctly. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Wednesday, I sat down with Seattle cold case detective Mike Szczynski, and one of the cases we talked about involved the man who often sat just outside the KUOW offices here in the University District. The man, Gary Raubes, is a suspect in a 36-year-old murder case in Maine, and the detective, he came up with a very creative way of getting the suspect's DNA. Which of the following three methods did the detective use to get Gary Raubes' DNA? A, did the detective ask if he could borrow the man's comb? B, did he steal a Band-Aid from the suspect? Or C, did he get the man's DNA by getting him to partake in a fake chewing gum study? Which was it, A, B, or C?
Okay, I'm gonna go out there and choose C.
You are correct. He got him to chew some gum, said he was doing a gum study, got the gum back, they ran the test, the DNA matched, and Gary Raubes was arrested and sent back for trial. Second question coming up for you. This week's news has been full of updates about that troubled bridge over calm water, the I-5 Skagit Bridge, which collapsed last week. Luckily, no one was hurt when it did. One woman decided she might make some money off of this. What did one entrepreneur here do in hopes of profiting off the attention surrounding the bridge collapse? A, inflatable boats for commuters to put in their cars with the slogan, "Drive on the I-5. This inflatable boat could help you survive." B, did she come up with a T-shirt with a picture of the bridge and a C-minus grade it received as a functionally obsolete bridge from an engineering group? Or C, was her idea to make some money off the bridge collapse maps with alternate routes to avoid the bridge highlighted? Which was it?
Oh, I mean, I'll go with C again.
I am sorry. No, that woman came up with the idea of taking some pictures of the bridge and putting a C-minus grade on them and selling them. Okay. Your third question, and this is going to be decisive. Seattleite Jordan Hansen is no stranger to adventure. I sat down with him earlier this week. We talked about his successes and failure while rowing with three other men across the Atlantic Ocean. Now, he was astonished by the level of wildlife he encountered on his journeys. He told me a story about how one day, out of nowhere, he was overwhelmed by nature when what happened? A, his boat got stampeded with dolphins. B, he found himself face to face with a hammerhead shark. C, he and the three men he was rowing with survived a hurricane by seeking shelter inside the belly of a whale. Dawn MacArthur, what is the correct answer?
I'll go with B.
I am so sorry. He described the memorable scene of seeing the boat get stampeded by dolphins as they came across the horizon. I'm so sorry, Dawn MacArthur, you did not win. But thank you so much for playing. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dawn MacArthur, our contestant. It's not an easy contest sometimes. David Hyde produces our show with Arwen Nix. We get production help from Hannah Byrne and Andy Hurst, Amber Cortez. Bernard Ouellette is our engineer. I'm Ross Reynolds. Thanks for listening.